Welcome to Beginner's Guide to One Piece, Episode 20, Anime Episode 12. I'm your host, Golios. With me, Barker, Bones, and Eisenhoft. And Barker, who is a beginner to the series, will be our guide. Barker, what happened in Episode 12?
Well, Episode 12 was titled Clash with the Black Cat Pirates, Great Battle on the Slope. And in fact, there are two slopes that are virtually identical to each other. That is a surprise in the episode. There was a bit of a slow start because there was recapping of the previous episode. And then eventually we got up to speed and Usopp and Luffy, Nami, and Zoro were going to stop the pirates from getting to the village. And they were going to do that by blocking the passage up this narrow channel, this path that came up a slope from the beach to the area above the cliffs. And Usopp said, this is the only way up here, so they have to come through here. And what they came up with was to slick the slope with oil so that the pirates would slip and not be able to climb the path. But then, unfortunately, the pirates didn't show up, and they didn't show up. And eventually, our heroes realized that there was actually one other path to the north. So Luffy was freaking out, like, you've wasted our time here where we're guarding the wrong path. Which way do we go? And Usopp says, north. And so Luffy, without asking any further questions, just runs as fast as he can. Meanwhile, Usopp runs too. Nami and Zoro get into a tussle that ends with, well, Nami slips down the oil, and then Zoro slips on the oil, and Nami she climbs on top of Zoro to get past him, so she's able to escape the oil, but Zoro gets really badly stuck and is just covered in oil and just keeps sliding down. Nami's freaking out because she's realized that the pirates are actually where her ship is with all of the treasure that she wants to keep. So she goes running. She and Usopp end up at the other slope. Luffy is nowhere to be found. And Nami's like, well, he left before you. What's going on? Well, we see Luffy running and running and running until he hits a rock with his head, basically. It'll turn out later that he didn't really know which way north was. He just started running. Nami and Usopp confront the Black Cat Pirates, who are at the base of the slope, with led by Django the Hypnotist. And Django is going to hypnotize them to make them get out of the way. But he, you know, a tendency to hypnotize himself. And the other pirates are like, don't do that. Don't hypnotize yourself. So Usopp tries to be brave and stand against them, but they clobber him. One of the pirates has this giant club with a huge rock on it that should kill anyone that you get hit with, but somehow Usopp lives through that. Nami fights pretty well, but the pirates are not deterred by Nami and Usopp. Luffy does show up. Luffy and Zoro finally do show up. Zoro has finally used his swords to climb the oily slope and is super pissed off at Nami and says he's going to kill her. Facetiously, obviously. I don't think he actually intends to kill her. But they all end up facing off against the pirates. I think that's the last thing, is that Luffy and Zoro show up and blow a bunch of the pirates back down the slope. And then it's, I think, to be continued after that. Well, there was the other subplot, which is Captain Kuro in his disguise as the butler dude. And the Ram guy was saying, oh, this dang, what's her name again? The rich girl. Kira? Kimba? Coney? Anyway, the rich girl. Yeah, she gave a pair of glasses as a present, an anniversary gift for 3 years of service to Captain Kura, and he crushes it under his boot because he's now going to reveal his evil plan to before he kills the Ram guy, who is incredibly shocked. And Kura produces this incredibly long series of knives coming off of his hand like a Freddy Krueger glove on steroids, and slashes, guts the Ram guy, and blood flies everywhere, blood's all over the blades. And then Kura goes to the rich girl's room and is like caressing her with the blades like he's gonna kill her, but then he for some reason decides not to and just walks down the corridor. And I do have to say, did we really need to see the entire walk down the corridor? I felt like there was some filler in this episode. Yeah, so, you know, Kura is like, you know, where, and then he's out on the steps later and he's like, they're late. Where are those guys? They're going to feel my wrath. Nobody stands me up. And so he was walking down to see what was going on.
Who is Kaya?
I think I actually remembered that this character is named Kaya. And this is the rich girl. She lives in the mansion on the island. She is very lovely with blonde hair, but she's also sick. She's chronically ill and stays in her bedroom a great deal. And her best friend is Usopp, who brightens her spirits with fantastic tales, but lately she's come to feel that Usopp has been too dishonest with her. That is Kaya. In this picture, Kaya is asleep.
Who is Captain Kuro?
This is the pirate Captain Kuro. He poses as the butler for Kaya's mansion. He's been with the family for 3 years. He has black hair. He's a tall gentleman with a butler's outfit, very curly collar on his shirt, some interesting gold embroidery on his coat, and very large shoes that are black and gray stripes. And he wears glasses and has a habit of pushing his eyeglasses up with the palm of his hand a lot. The surprise in this episode is that he also has these incredibly long finger knives that he can produce from somewhere. I don't know where those come out of, but they're incredibly sharp and dangerous. And Captain Kura is trying to trick Kaya into signing all of her worldly belongings over to him in the event of her untimely demise.
Who is Django the Hypnotist?
This is Django the Hypnotist. He is a member of the Black Cat Pirates. He is their captain under Captain Kura. And Django the Hypnotist is a very flamboyant, strange-looking man, very tall and thin. Wears a has long gray hair, wears a big long blue coat with gold trim, has a big wide brim hat, looks quite a bit like an aging rock star like Mick Jagger in the face, has a funny interest in wearing heart-shaped sunglasses all the time, and has a beard that is almost like an Egyptian pharaoh that's bound up very tightly. Captain Django, the hypnotist, also swings a hypnotist's ring on a chain to try to hypnotize his opponents, although unfortunately he has a habit of hypnotizing himself in the process. And he is brazen in his theft of the moves of Michael Jackson, one of the greatest dancers of our time. He should be ashamed of himself.
Who is Usopp?
This is Usopp, or Captain Usopp, as he likes to call himself. I don't know that he's the captain of a ship. I haven't seen his ship or his crew, except for a couple little kids. Usopp, as a a resident of this island, he wears gray, brownish overalls and a white sash, brown shoes. He likes to wear goggles when he goes into battle sometimes. And he has a very long, pointy nose and black hair. He also has a little satchel in which he can carry a long chain with a hook on it that we've seen him use to descend from a tree. And Usopp is known around town as a chronic and habitual liar. So that makes it very hard for him when he really does know that the pirates are coming and wants everyone to believe him, because they don't.
Who is Nami?
Nami is Monkey D. Luffy's new navigator. They have become allies in the course of their adventures so far. Nami has orangish red hair. She wears a white and blue shirt and tan skirt or shorts, and she uses a retractable bow staff as her weapon of choice. Nami is a self-proclaimed thief. She has a big hoard of treasure right now in her ship, and she wants to keep it. And she, again, is good with maps, and Luffy has named her their navigator.
Who is Roronoa Zoro?
And this is Roronoa Zoro, seen here, bravely trying to defeat the oil slick that has kept him at the bottom of this hill. Zoro has green dyed hair. He likes to wear a white shirt and black pants. He wields three swords, and he is an incredible swordsman. He is kind of the first mate for Luffy's crew, since the two of them met first. And Zoro is he's very cool, except when he gets frustrated. As we can see here, he's incredibly frustrated by what Nami has done to him, left him in this oil slick, and making it not almost impossible for him to climb up the hill.
Who is Monkey D. Luffy?
And this is Monkey D. Luffy, our hero, the young man who wants to be king of the pirates. He wears a red vest, blue denim shorts, sandals, and the straw hat that is becoming the symbol of his pirate crew over time. The straw hat given to him by his mentor and idol, Shanks the pirate. Luffy has black hair, and he has a very small scar. Looks like there were stitches on his left cheek. Luffy is a very interesting character in that he's normally extremely chill and relaxed, and generally happy, to the point of people becoming frustrated with him because they think that he should be much more concerned about things a lot of the time. In this moment, he is pretty upset as far as Luffy goes, because he spent a long time running in the wrong direction to when he should have been going a different way to save his friends. But Luffy is a rubber man. He has eaten the devil's fruit, and so he can rubberize himself and expand and slingshot himself and do all kinds of amazing rubbery tricks.
Who is Peeman?
Tomok toss, I don't know, tomato dude?
Who is Tamanagi?
I believe this is Brown Onion. And he is one of the three little kids that used to consider themselves Usopp's crew. He kind of soured on Usopp, so I'm not sure where his loyalties lie at the moment. But he is a funny-looking little guy with big square glasses, a very round head, and he has a yellow T-shirt. I think it's got a pirate symbol on it. His hair is brown with a little sprig of it sticking right up the top that evokes the sort of the end of an onion. He was watching as something happened, but I don't remember if he was watching Luffy run by or watching Usopp run by. I don't recall. Oh, he saw Captain Kura coming out of the mansion.
What was the setting in this episode?
This episode was primarily set in all the places that we've already seen in the last episode and the episode before that, and perhaps the episode before that. We're slowing down a bit here in the storytelling. But we did spend a lot of time at the slopes, these two channels, paths that come up from the beach on either side of the island. So that was new. There was some stuff that happened on the deck of the Black Cat pirate ship. There was some stuff that happened in the mansion, in the living room, drawing room area, also which is where the Ram guy got killed. Also in Kaya's bedroom, hallway, and then paths. You know, Captain Kura walked the path, which is where Brown Onion saw him. I believe it was primarily settings around the island.
What was the combat in this episode?
Well, there were no new moves, I believe, from Luffy or anyone, but the there were a couple of things that were used to slow the pirates down. There were some sort of, I forgot what their name was, but there was some sort of little metallic throwing star type things, almost like spiky, some kind of spiky implements that got thrown down as a weapon against the pirates. And then there was also something called the lead star that was used against the pirates. And I actually forgot what that one was, what that did, but I wrote down lead star. One of the pirates whopped Usopp with a giant hammer. It was basically a stick with a huge rock on the end of it. So that was not fair. There was also Django attempted to do hypnosis, but that didn't work. The big one was Captain Kura killing Mr. Ram guy with his knifey hand, and that was very bloody, very very violent. And I think that's what I remember of combat. That's right. Oh my god, she whacked him so hard his eyeballs almost came out of his head. That was gross. Oh, because he had told the pirates that they could have her treasure if they would just go away.
What were the special moves for this episode?
Well, I don't remember what those little spiky implements were called that got tossed at the Black Cat Pirates, but they, Nami and Usopp used something against them. And then they also used something called a lead star, but I don't remember what that was either.
Tonkatsu.
Fish hook star. Satsu.
Namariboshi.
Ahar. Do we have any last thoughts on this episode?
Only that I feel a sense of inertia setting in. The pacing of the story is really kind of crawling right now. It's taken many episodes to get to this point where the Black Cat Pirates have actually attacked. So I'm very much hoping that there will be some sort of resolution to this particular action sequence in the next episode.
Yahar, indeed. And so this will conclude, indeed, our impressions and guide on anime episode 12. Thank you for listening. We'll see you next time on Beginner's Guide to One Piece. Yar.